right, then it's time for Super Crosstalk. That means we welcome to the show both Scott Kaplan and Shadano. Guys, what's going on?
If I were Pepe Mantilla, I would certainly file a protest
on
that particular. First of all, the fix was in against him. Number one, you know, you guys are piling on the Hispanic guy today. I see that. And then the
Wait a minute. He was answering the same questions as everyone else was
answering.
Michael should be Ralph Fiennes from that movie, The Quiz Show, where he's giving out like the wrong answers and the wrong questions.
Since when?
I just sent you a link from the ESPN press room that says ESPN Deportes launched in 2004. And by the way, Stephen A. Smith is now the third highest paid employee.
Yeah, aren't Aikman and
Buck make more money?
I'm not talking about those guys.
That's a good call, though. I didn't think about that. That's a good call.
Talking about like talk show hosts and stuff.
Yeah, we never. Yeah. You said employees.
Employees.
Said
employees.
You know what I meant.
This is some really shoddy research.
You're Ralph Fiennes.
Who's that?
Wait, you haven't seen Quiz Show? It's very good.
Oh, it is a very good movie.
Yeah.
So, guys, what's going on?
Well, what is happening today? Mace, I want to talk to you about old-fashioned donuts. I tend to agree with you that the old-fashioned seems to be the underrated donut. So when you go,
so let me get this straight, Mason. You like old-fashioned donuts, too?
That's just my Cappy impersonation.
That was terrible.
That didn't even sound like him. I was like, why is George talking like that?
Right, here's my Sedano impersonation. So the biggest predictor of future donuts is past donuts.
That is. It is the truth. Listen, I mean, if you want to...
That is awesome.
That is great.
You want me to do my Cappy impersonation?
Sure,
hold on.
Let me put my
genitalia on the table and fan myself like
No, George. No, George. No, no. What the deal is this, and guys... I heard you talking about this earlier, Ireland. Your mom doesn't have air conditioning,
right? Yeah, she's freaking out a little bit.
Okay. I also don't have air conditioning. So yesterday...
Yeah. We almost both... By the way, I'm surprised HR isn't here today to talk about what you did in front of Laura and Lindsay yesterday.
So yesterday, I explained to George here that because I'm melting hot, I have one fan in my house.
And you were in studio yesterday, right?
Right. Okay. But I take the fan... I turn it upwards, and then I stand over it like a sumo wrestler.
Like Marilyn Monroe in the 9 Year Itch or whatever that movie
is. No, not as graceful. You just heard him. A sumo wrestler.
Right, like a sumo wrestler wearing a really cute skirt, you know? And I stand
You're squatting,
over,
basically, on top
correct.
Of the fan. Yes.
That's right, George. Yes. You got it, because you saw my whole
yes.
deal
yesterday.
I
can't forget it. Trust me, yeah.
So I stand, guys.
Yeah.
Over the fan shoots directly up into the air, and I stand over it to try and cool my body down, and I figure
Does
that
Does it
I
work?
I mean, it helps a little bit,
I mean,
but
Jesus.
I think that the fan
Did this happen
just-
on the show?
Yes. Yes, he demonstrated it on the show. Yes.
You drop trowel and put a fan on yourself?
Inaccurate. Did not drop trowel. Just showed how
right. He just showed
just
how you would do it by,
shorts.
By like fanning with his hands his genitalia.
Yeah, by the way, breaking news: Trey Turner to drive in Austin Barnes. Dodgers lead 4-3 in the eighth.
Cool. There you go.
All right.
So yes, that is true, George. I did show you yesterday. I felt like you know we could handle this. I felt like you know we were close. We could do this, and it's true. I mean, I am hot, like as in melting hot. You know, I got no air conditioning,
right?
But
I mean,
I'm going to tough it
problem.
Out. I know it's true. I'm going to tough it out. Lindsay,
Ireland, you got air conditioning?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
It's working overtime.
Yeah, I do too. Thankfully.
Does Michael have air conditioning?
Oh yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Of course he does.
Michael's house is completely.
Michael, you may not need
it
though. You don't need it right at the beach.
Yeah, I've got that nice ocean breeze coming through when they open up the doors.
But Michael, there's no ocean breeze all of a sudden. I mean,
I'm up high enough. We always get it.
So somebody said, actually, I think it was Alex Michelson told me we were having something called a heat dome. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yes, just a hot heat.
Well, Friday at the golf tournament, it's supposed to be 102.
Yeah,
that's what
really?
I'm talking about.
I proposed today on our Sedano and Cap group text that they should bring us all cool zones like they do on in the NFL.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, that's a good sponsorship opportunity for Cool Zone. Yeah. We would talk them up big time.
Yeah. I'm psyched for although, you know, the
Mace,
problem.
Just walk down to the sidelines tomorrow night at the game.
And jack one.
Sure.
Just yank one of those cool zones out of there.
I'm sure that's going to be very
They're not going to notice the Rams will be on the field celebrating.
Celebrating!
Now, what? Here's a dumb question. The SoFi Stadium is climate controlled, correct?
Okay, this is my knowledge of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
my knowledge of it, and maybe somebody from SoFi can correct me, but my knowledge of it is that it's always 10 degrees warmer inside SoFi than it is outside SoFi.
That was my experience last year. I went on a very hot day, and it was very nice inside.
Yeah, it's well, because there's like panels that are open on the side, basically. Yeah.
Are you saying it's cooler inside or warmer inside? Warmer
My experience inside. Was it was cooler. Mace thinks it might be warmer.
I think it might be warmer.
Huh.
You've I'm going to go with Ireland on this one.
Yeah,
just because,
I just think that's part of
makes more sense.
That's part of the construction of the stadium was to keep it from being insanely hot.
But let me ask you guys a question. Yep. We're talking about Friday, the golf tournament, and how it could be 103 degrees.
Yeah.
Has anybody looked into the future of the weather outside of just the temperature? Because I've been reading about some giant, like, rainstorm monsoon that's coming up the coast. Does anybody know anything about this?
Yeah, supposed to get here Friday night or Saturday.
Oh, is that right? After we are having a monsoon. The thing, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how far north it will come. Cap, you're going to get it for sure.
Here in the southern part of L.A.?
Yeah. But they don't know how far north it'll go. But I've heard the same thing. Torrential rain coming this week.
So the Dodger game might get rained out in San Diego?
Oh, you know what? That's a possibility.
Oh, that's
you could maybe have a doubleheader this weekend.
Were you thinking about going down there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could be.
It could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, when was the last time they had a rain out in San Diego?
Yeah, God, that's
probably
years.
Yeah.
Michael, let me ask you a question. You're coming down to San Diego. Uh-huh. Are you just going to come down for the day? You planning on staying the night?
He's going to take He's going to want to take you to the horse track.
Yeah, he's going to want to take you to Delmar.
No, because I don't think Michael would enjoy the crowd
I agree.
No. Like the dirt.
I get
or
there
the horses.
I get there just in time for the first pitch, and I leave in the seventh inning.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Really?
Like, that's the way I do. Yeah.
Are you thinking about going Friday or Saturday?
I got to find out when the rain's coming.
Yeah.
So it looks like the rain will be coming Friday. Ireland is right about this. There's a chance that it happens in the daytime, but it is definitely coming at night, for sure.
But, George, do you think it'll get far enough north where it'll affect the golf tournament?
That I don't know. I am looking at City of Industry right now on weather.com, and it says that it could.
No, we're going to the other course. We're going to Yorba Linda.
Oh, Yorba Linda.
We're going
right,
to Black Gold.
Hold on, we're going to Black Gold, yeah.
Not Gold Black. That's the one in the City of Industry.
Do we have any shtick going on? Can people show up at our shows on Friday or no?
No, I think it's just for the people that are participating in the golf tournament. That's the plan, right?
Is that right,
yes.
Bergman?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can't say, "Hey, come on out."
No, do not.
No,
come out.
If you're in the golf tournament, though, if you're one of the people participating, you can come early. And
if you're not, stay away.
So here we go. Yorba Linda. High of 94. Cloudy with occasional showers for the afternoon. High winds east at the 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40% in the daytime. At night, absolutely chance of rain 80%. Rainfall near half an inch.
Wow. So hot and rainy Friday for our
that. The rain might actually help.
The rain may.
It definitely will help.
Yeah. Yeah. But by the way, George, the game tomorrow night is not expected to get any rain, right?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's not
coming until
Friday.
Friday
night through Saturday, which
Shinano,
I'm hoping
why
for.
Why did you text Michael Thompson that he's a nitwit? By the way, excellent work.
Because he wrote back. He wrote back what he said on the air, which is maybe in Miami on ESPN Deportes.
Right. Yeah, Deportes.
I'm like, no, you
in Miami until then.
I sent you the ESPN press room.
Yeah, the
website.
Press release. Exactly.
Well, the one I saw said 94.
No, you said 2001 for ESPN Deportes, and it's 2004.
Well, 1-4, you know.
By the way,
somebody else could have gotten that right.
But here's the thing: you've got to accept the fact that right or wrong, the answer is the answer. When you play a game of games, right or wrong, the answer is the answer. I mean, Michael did.
Yeah, you kind of have to trust the host, whoever the host is, even if the answer's wrong.
Michael's doing his research on YouTube, apparently.
Hey, Sedano, and Cap, weigh in on this. Mason thinks that Russell Westbrook will not be on the Laker roster when the season starts. I'm kind of starting to think he will be. What do you think, George?
No, I don't think so. I think that the Lakers are going to piggyback here and get something, you know, from either Utah or Indiana, and I would imagine that deal will have to include Russell Westbrook. So I think before the season starts, I think there will be a deal before the actual regular season starts.
Cap, what do you think?
I think he's going to be on the roster. I think that the Lakers have made the decision to say, we'll give it a little bit of time, whatever that is. George, you said something about 10 games, maybe somebody said 20 games.
I was told the 10 to 20 games, they're going to kind of, they could potentially see what could be out there. But that was pre-Donovan Mitchell trade. I think that now that Utah is open for business, I think that could change. But I don't see him, if he's here, I don't see him here Honestly, I don't see him here before Christmas or at, like by Christmas.
But don't if he's here for training camp, I think he's here, don't you?
Well, I do.
I think they got to move him in the next 19 days.
Give the guys my itinerary.
All right, so Michael is participating. The Showtime Lakers are all going to Hawaii together.
Oh, cool.
Monday.
Magic Strip, is that right?
Yeah. And it's been in the works for a long time. They've had to cancel it a couple times because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Michael just handed me the itinerary for the Showtime, and it looks fantastic.
I didn't want to go.
Lunch, reception, dinner. Well, when Riley got a plane, you kind of had to go, right?
Right.
Wait, is Pat going to make you guys run drills like he did? But,
no, well, that was where I was going, George. I'm looking at the schedule. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, hospitality. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, luau party, hospitality. Then Thursday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. breakfast. 9:30, depart from hotel. 9:45 to noon, shoot around off-site.
Really? I love it.
You knew Riles was not going to.
I haven't touched the basketball in 10 years.
Then lunch in the hotel. And that, by the way, this is very structured.
Wait, is Gary Vitti going to go on this trip? Because they're going to need a trainer and a doctor, too, sure.
Yeah, I think Gary's going to be forced to work
this is
overtime.
A big-time itinerary.
What a reunion,
it's amazing, amazing.
That's going to be so cool.
You know, Riles hasn't done a three-hour practice in a long time.
Don't remind me. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That is awesome, man. I am psyched for you, Michael. That is cool.
Oh, Michael, I have stayed, and I won't say what the name of it is, but I have stayed in this hotel where you guys are going. It's spectacular.
It's good.
Yeah, you're
going
to love it.
Well, what island are they going to, John?
They're going to Maui.
Oh, I know Maui. What hotel
okay.
you're staying.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, and it should be great.
All I'm going to do is go to dinner and go to my room.
Come on.
Oh, no, you're not.
Don't be antisocial amongst your old teammates.
Michael.
Don't do that.
I mean, you're not going. This isn't a trip with you and Ireland and Trudell. Like, come on. Go ahead and do something.
I mean, this is like, you know, like my fraternity brothers all came out. We hung around. We used to be together all the time. Hung out for the first time in 35 years. You've seen these guys, but here's a chance to hang out and kind of recapture the magic.
Can I just go to dinner and then go back to my room?
You would be missing out.
You'll figure it out.
My answer, by the way, is no, you cannot. I mean, you asked, so here's an answer. No, you have to be part of the celebration.
By the way, a tweet just came in from Eric Herrera. It says, why would you make a state-of-the-art stadium that's 10 degrees hotter inside? Are you high already, mate?
I'm telling you, I think
look
that's true.
Is SoFi Stadium climate controlled? And see what comes up. I think it's going to be about 75.
I hear Mace typing.
You can always hear me typing.
Hey, fellas, on Friday at the golf tournament, you may recall last year when my big mouth wrote a check that my body couldn't cash.
Yeah, I bet on you, Cap. You lost
you
me did. Mythical money.
Many times I've lost you mythical money. I mean, I lost
you
the softball game, too.
Guess what he's doing this year? Because he lost the push-up competition. I'm out of this. I'm not doing this because I don't know how to jump rope. But he basically said he can do, like, the Rocky routine jumping rope.
How long can you jump rope uninterrupted for, Cap?
I don't know, like, a time, but I would guess, you know, I don't know. Like in other words, if you gave me, like, 100 taps, you know, you say, hey, you got to do 100 consecutive without stopping. I mean, I could probably do that, 100.
You could do 100?
I think so. What about you guys?
No, I doubt it.
I could get close.
You could get close to 100. I don't
get close.
Wait, no, but you missed the part where he said he could do like the Rocky Balboa thing.
Well, what I was
like,
but I don't know. I don't remember what that is.
No, but okay. So when Rocky's jumping rope, he starts like doing like figure eights and jumping around the rope.
Oh yeah, jumping around the rope, doing that thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Kaplan can't do that.
Cappy can't do that. Like he's telling us he can do it.
What I told.
By the way, there's no way you can jump rope. You can't do 100 times.
No, I agree with Mace. No chance.
What I told George was. I can skip rope looking like a pro boxer, you know, kind of like Apollo Creed.
No, you did it without a rope yesterday.
Right.
Like you were doing it to the air.
Right, and it looked good,
anybody can do that.
No, it looked very athletic. Very athletic.
No, you didn't.
And then so I'm skipping, and then I do the twist thing in the front,
right.
the twist thing, and then I do the double
twisting,
jump.
You're going to hit yourself in the face. You idiot.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
All right, okay, George, you ready?
Yeah.
You and I always like to make wagers. Let's say I do 100 consecutive.
How many twists are you doing though in the thing?
What do you mean how many twists?
How many of those
twists
things?
Are you doing? The figure
eights. That what you were saying.
Yeah.
How many of those?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many do you want me to do in the 100?
How about 4?
I would say 25.
Yeah, 25 of the 100 have to be.
That
boom,
I haven't
boom,
practiced.
Boom, boom,
it.
Boom, boom.
But all I'm saying is that I'm a very good jump roper.
$10,000 mythical dollars against Kaplan being successfully able to jump rope 100 times.
Okay. All right. It's $10,000 mythical dollars by Mason.
Ireland, Jamaican, a wager?
I'm thinking about it.
He could do it.
I want it. Now, wait a minute. How many figure eights? I think he could do 100 consecutive without the figure eights.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No chance you're mixing that in.
Yeah. Now, but can I bet that he'll do 100 consecutive without screwing it up? In other words, 100 uninterrupted.
Yes.
Then I would win.
Correct.
Okay. Right, but no figure eights?
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, bet on 10, me. For bet 10 on me, John.
$10,000 on cap.
Okay. Wow. And by the way, you have to do this. It's the first crack at it. You can't say, I only got 60.
Stop.
Now I'm going to do it again. I'll start
can
over.
Can I warm up at all?
No starting over.
Warm up?
No, no starting
warm up.
Over.
Yeah, no warm up.
Well, you can warm up all you want on your own, but you once you're on the show, once you show up at Crosstalk, you've got to do 100 consecutive.
Now, remember, Cap, remember what I told you when you did the push-up thing? Because you said you could do 50 push-ups, and I said, why don't you just do 40? You can probably do 40.
And what'd you end up with, like 48?
43, something like that. And then it just he collapsed. Like, he almost had a heart attack on the air.
It's pretty close.
Thank God,
you guys, that would have been your highest rated show.
It really would have. Dr. Clapper was there, thankfully, just in case. But it was not pretty. So are you sure you can do this?
Well,
hold on. Let me just.
I'm with you,
Ireland.
Cappy.
Before you commit. When he was just doing it with the air yesterday, like no actual rope. He was winded after like 90 seconds.
That is sadly true.
All right, how about an addendum to the bet?
Okay.
If Cap fails, I get to try it, and if I can do 100 consecutive, then I win the bet.
Okay. All right.
All right, is that fair?
So you're like you're going to cover me.
I'm your backup if you fail.
I'm going to bet $10,000 mythical dollars on Kaplan failing and another $10,000 mythical dollars on Ireland failing.
Awesome. And Cap, it's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot. What do you guys got coming up today? A lot of stupidity. I was listening yesterday. You guys are really, really.
Well, we're going to have a whole competition about fantasy football and getting tattoos on our asses in studio.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're doing.
Are you serious about that?
No, I'm definitely going to. If I finish dead last, I'll get last place Mace tattooed.
Five
on my
out
ass.
Of the last 6 years, Cap. Dead last. DFL, 5 out of the last 6 years.
Mace, you cannot do that. You cannot get last place Mace tattooed on your ass.
It would be great, actually.
You know what, Kaplan? I am so unafraid. I don't believe I'm going to finish last. Remember, you got to finish last, last.
Right. So no fear of failure here. So you're really
none.
Work hard. To make sure that you do not finish last.
Correct.
Last year, I beat Mason in fantasy football 92-8.
Oy vey.
But he was. Most of his guys were hurt.
I had a really bad luck. Do you guys play fantasy?
I'm playing. I'm in. Yeah.
How
I'm
many
in
leagues?
This year.
Two.
Let's see. So far, I'm in one. I've got a draft coming up tonight. That's two.
Are you as good at fantasy football as you are at fantasy baseball?
I'm not as good. I'm equally as bad.
Okay.
Equally as bad.
All right.
So how is that going, by the way? What did you end up doing in that league, Mason?
In the fantasy baseball league, I'm scuffling around for third.
No, but I'm saying, like, what did you do with Cappy's team?
Oh, Cappy's, I think your son is making moves. Is he not, Cappy?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought you contracted him by now or something.
Yeah, could be.
You guys should have contracted us.
Cappy's dead last in the league.
Of course I am. We haven't played for the last 4 months.
Oh, by the way, Max Muncy, 3-run homer in the ninth or
no
in the
way.
Two bottom
homers,
of the eighth.
Two homers last night, another homer today.
Dodgers 7, Giants 3. They're 3 outs away from winning again.
Okay. Max Muncy is like a modern-day Pete Incaviglia this year.
There he is.
Pete Incaviglia.
A left-handed Pete Incaviglia. How about that pool?
Great reference. Yeah. All right, that's it for us.
Ruben Sierra, Odubi McDowell. Oh. I remember that team.
That's a good team.
Bump Wills was on that team.
Buddy Bell was on that team.
Tom Grieve.
Richie Zisk.
Oh, yeah.
John Stevenson. Don't forget about
John
him.
John Matlack.
Yeah, that's right.
You
guys
forgot about
Clyde
Stevenson.
David
Clyde. Yeah, no, that old Rangers team. All right. Just randomly naming off old Texas Rangers. All right, that's it. We're back tomorrow at 1. We'll be getting ready for tomorrow night. Rams versus Bills. Going to be a big day on the show tomorrow. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Shidano, Cappy, congratulations on your one-year anniversary, and looking forward to listening to the show today.
Thanks, Mace. More stupidity coming up.
More stupidity on the way, 710 ESPN.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Come on. Right. Yeah.
Bam, ba da ba.
Dee, ba da ba.
Doo, dee, dee, da.
Ba, ba da bum.
Ding, ba da ba. Ba dum, boom, bum.
Boom, ba da bop. I like how we have our own lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
Doo, 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 ba da, dig, dig, a doon, da da ba, ba da, beep, ba ba doo. 1 year, George Sedano.
Yeah.
Uno año.
Yeah. Or un año.
Yes, that's probably a little bit better.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more grammatically correct. That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. See.
Indeed. Did anybody really think, day one, that this show would last 1 year?
Well, I think they knew I'd be around. I don't know about you at the beginning.
Right. They're like Sedano can survive anything at 7:10. He can work with anybody at 7:10. This one though, I'm not so sure.
I mean, we had to do some convincing around here, so there's that.
Yeah. Well,
but now they love you, and then you became the host of the year.
How about that? How Look do you like that?
You came right? full circle. You did a whole 180 with the audience because
I guess
there was.
So.
I mean, listen. Even that night, if you remember, people came up to you and said, "I used to hate you. Now I love you."
Right. And I explained to him, I'm like, that's the way it works. The first 2 weeks, you're like, this guy is the most obnoxious pain in the ass I've ever heard. And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, you know what? I don't know what it is about this guy, but I think I'm just like him.
He's still obnoxious and a pain in the ass, but I kind of like him.
Right. I don't know what it is. I kind of dig this guy.
Yeah.
So, George, just to follow up on what we were just talking about on Super Crosstalk.
Oh, by the way, Mason has put out a statement, Chris Morales and Scott Kaplan and Lindsay Baseball and Unique Laura Romo. For the record, he has tweeted this out.
Oh, no.
It's like a press release. For the record, I was so happy when at Scott Kaplan when host of the year. Today on the show, I said in my radio career, the people I've had the most fun working with are Scott Kaplan and Sue Kalinske.
He did say that. He did say that. He said it after talking about old fashioned donuts, which I also love. But George, I want you to know.
But there's no way he was happy when you won because he wanted to win.
Of course, naturally. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm on day two of the diet, George. Day two, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
What'd you eat yesterday?
Let's see. This is my one big problem is I eat too late because, we get off the air at 7. And last night, after we got off the air, I drove Chris and I down to Anaheim. I dropped Chris off at the Anaheim train station on Tuesday nights. Yeah. Live Imaging Tuesday turns into driving Chris down to Anaheim. And then by the time I got home and picked up my daughter, but I did get home and try to have something like a healthier dinner, even though it was like 9 o'clock at night.
What was it?
I had a salad and a veggie burger. So for me, that's a big difference than
the veggie burger? I thought you said you weren't having carbs.
Yeah, I didn't have any like bun or things like that. You know, it was just right. So
protein style.
Right. So I'm 2 days. Today is day two of the diet.
Yeah.
And remember, the diet for everybody that's trying to make a lifestyle change, it's no cannabis products of any kind. Because I will tell you all the time, the weed makes me want to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm 2 days off the weed. Well, a day and a half.
No willpower, right?
Right. And I'm watching very carefully, much more so, what I'm eating. Got a really nice 30-minute Club Bangers ride today with Alex Toussaint on the Peloton. Absolutely drenched, soaked, because it's so freaking hot outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very hot. I went for a 90-minute hike today, and I feel like I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah. And so, that's very nice. You have a lot of elevation in that hike?
There is some elevation, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Run into any rattlesnakes out there?
I did not, but I was definitely on the lookout for them.
Yeah, I know, man. You got to be careful right now. It is so hot. Those rattlesnakes
but
are.
They are. Well, you know, that's why I keep the podcast that I'm listening to on low so I can, you know, make sure that I can still hear them.
Oh, I think you should turn it up really loud and have the speaker playing externally so that the rattlesnakes are scared away.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
You don't think they get scared by noise?
Probably not.
I just thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
I may have made that up.
Yeah, probably.
Nonetheless, Friday at the golf tournament. Right, we are off tomorrow because of the Rams game.
Yeah.
Friday at the golf tournament, George. You're telling me that I need to do 100 skips of the rope consecutively to achieve victory. Is that right? 100 consecutive skips of the rope.
I mean, you that's what you've laid out there for people. Yeah.
And you don't think this is doable?
I mean, you were gassed, dude, after doing it without a rope yesterday for like 90 seconds.
Not even 90 seconds. It was more like 20 seconds.
Right.
I know. Maybe what I should have done is I should have listened to what you said last year. Don't say 50 push-ups. Say 35, 40. Instead of saying 100 skips of the rope, maybe I should have just said 50.
Yeah, well, usually you screw that up. You end up going a little too far. But well, that's part case, of the charm of your silliness.
But here's the thing. I haven't jumped rope in a really, really long time.
So why did you say you can do 100 turns of the rope? You without know screwing why. Up, by the way.
You know why. Because I'm way too overconfident.
Yes.
You know, and I don't realize that I'm now 52 years old, and I haven't practiced this, and I'm not in shape, and all these other things. I still think I'm 25.
Okay, so let's go around the horn here real quick. Lindsay, okay. How many times do you believe he can actually skip on the rope? And jump the rope before he screws up.
I'm going to say 50.
50 Laura? Times. It's nice, Lindsay. Thank you.
I'm going to give you 85, Cabby.
85?
Wow, this is a... I'm surprised.
I'm going to go under on
both those.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're like in the 35 to 40 range before you screw up.
Okay. Now, I've got to make a decision, and would everybody here just lend an opinion, please?
Mm-hmm.
Do I, A, start practicing tonight?
I mean, you probably should, but you won't.
Mm-mm. You won't get hurt.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Or should I, B, just go for it on the site? Because the thing is, remember last time, it was a Thursday, and we were playing softball on a Friday,
yeah.
And I hadn't pitched or hit or anything, and I went out on the field, right. And I took that liner, 250 exit velocity off an illegal bat, smashed me in the leg, and my leg, the swelling has just finally gone down here in the last couple of days.
I mean, really, the last couple of days? You played the softball tournament like a month and a half ago.
Oh, George, I'm serious. Well, you weren't there to see me limp in. I had ice wrapped around my leg. I didn't get cleared until Dr.
Extra.
Clapper actually cleared me. So,
Cappy,
do I... Yeah.
Question.
Yes, yes.
You're going to get hurt regardless. I mean,
so, right, you either do get hurt. I actually think you should get hurt at the event if you're going to get hurt. Because Dr. Clapper will probably be there. And, you know.
You got a doctor.
And it'll be funnier, to Laura's point, is my guess.
So you're saying that if I pop an Achilles, for example, God forbid.
I mean, let's not go that far.
Why do you have to go to the extreme of your Achilles tendon, like curling up on your
leg? I don't want that to happen. But it would be better if it happened at the show than it would be if I did it tonight practicing.
Well, by the way, if your Achilles pops, you still have one other leg you could jump on.
That's true. I would have to tough it out and just jump on one leg.
I mean, Kobe shot 2 free throws after busting his Achilles. What could you do?
Plus, we would never know. I feel like you having this whole conversation right now is almost like a preemptive cover-up so you could say you got injured because you don't want to do it.
Oh, so I show up again at the golf tournament. I've got ice wrapped around my ankles. Mm-hmm. I'm limping in the whole deal.
Exactly.
And then you're like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, dude, I was training for the 100
you're
skips
planting
of the rope.
It now.
Right.
That's why I think you should get... I mean, I don't want to hurt, but I feel like you won't get hurt anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You should just wait.
Yeah, I'm with you, Laura. I'm with you. Slay Queen. I'm with you.
Thank you.
You hear that, George?
Yeah, Slay Queen, I heard.
You hear the way I use that?
Yeah.
Either that's a super cool thing to say, or it's so uncool coming from me that everybody's going to stop saying it.
I mean, it's probably the latter.
Mm-hmm. Probably, but I'm trying to get my daughters to stop saying it. So the more I say it, the less cool they think it is, the more likely they are to give it up. Slay Queen.
I can't even imagine what it must be like to be your child.
Yeah, well, this is why they're all away at college right now.
Right,
I'll tell
you probably
that.
A good reason. There's no question. That's probably the reason.
You know, we were talking about a possible rainstorm, by the way. I am doing a rain dance. I need massive rains on Saturday. My daughter's
The entire state could use one.
Yeah. My daughter's got a field hockey tournament on Saturday, and I'm praying. I want this thing canceled.
Why do you want it canceled?
It's just, dude, have you ever seen field hockey?
Yeah.
It's horrendous. Horrible.
I mean, it's your kid, though.
I know, but I don't understand the rules. The whistle blows. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of your fault. Like, you just Google it, bro.
Nah. Googling doesn't explain field hockey.
YouTube.
Hard game to understand.
Okay.
Cancel that thing. Rain.
You know what I don't understand?
Tell me.
This whole Rams situation with the Bills. I'll explain that next. That was weird that it wasn't the first song.
But it is a good question. What was the first song?
Let me see.
What year did Chris say this was?
It is 86, I want to say.
86?
87?
It's on the sheet. You don't read the sheet cap?
No, I did read the sheet earlier, but I don't have it committed to memory.
87,
there it is. Yeah. Michael Jackson released Bad as the second single from his album Bad.
Yep. I mean, this was, at the time, it was a very, hugely popular song. Like, all those songs on that album. I mean, think about it. I think in that album,
because
you had Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Shamon.
You just wanted to Shamon. That's all you wanted to do. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that when he texts me, he always says Shamon in his texts.
Yeah.
Because he was a pro boxer. And his two idols growing up as a kid
were Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson.
No. Close. Michael Jackson and Muhammad Ali.
Oh, okay.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah. If a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali, damn it, to respect his wishes and call the man Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
So those were his two idols growing up. And so when he texts me, he's like, Shamon, and I like to say that as well. Shamon, that's a good word.
You know what the first single was from that album?
Can you give me a hint at least?
Yeah, it's probably one of the lesser known songs from that album. It is one of the lesser known songs from that album.
Okay. All right. That's a good hint. I can't
even think of how it goes, to be honest.
All right. If you give it to me, I'll sing it. I'll know it.
I just can't stop loving you.
I just can't stop loving you.
No, that's not.
That's exactly right, Ken.
I just can't stop loving you.
Do you know it, Sedano?
Shamon.
I don't know that song, no.
Yeah. I just can't stop loving you.
By the way, you know
that
it's not Shamon, right? He's saying come on.
He's saying Shamon. It's with an SH, dude.
He's saying, come on. That's what
Shamon.
Yeah, just like Muhammad Ali is Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad.
Yeah. It's come on. That's what he said.
Shamon.
Come on.
I don't know, man.
No, go listen. Play the song again, Laura, if we have it.
Shamon.
Bad in there somewhere?
I know it's bad. It's bad. Shamon. It's bad. It is Shamon.
Your singing is bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what was the Weird Al Yankovic version?
Oh.
Fat.
I'm fat, yeah.
Really?
He was like, your butt is wide. That's how it started, I think.
Yeah. Come on. That's what he says.
Come on. The whole world wants to tell you right now to tell you what's again. Who's bad? Doom, doom, bop, bop.
Come on, you idiot.
Cap, you know they're making a Weird Al, a biopic?
Come on,
yeah, I saw that, actually. I do want to see that.
Super weird casting in it.
I would want to see that, actually.
I actually
I don't know if I go to the theater
to
watch
it,
but I would watch it at home for sure.
I would watch it at home for sure. So wait, it's got weird casting. The guy who's playing Weird Al is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is playing
Weird
Al? That
makes sense, actually.
Daniel Radcliffe, yeah.
Yeah, the kid who played Harry Potter. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was actually Harry Potter because I didn't know who the other guy is. I thought Harry Potter was the dude's name. Okay, go ahead.
Geez. It's just a very funny visual if you Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Google Daniel Radcliffe.
He does. He looks like Weird Al. a young Weird Al.
He looks so out of place with his little mustache and his glasses.
Speaking of out of place,
mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this from like a gambling perspective yesterday, but the more I thought about this, how is it the Rams are underdogs? Like I know that, the Bills are getting a lot of hype right now. And
totally.
I get they're great, okay? Josh Allen is great. Their defense is great. Their offense, their wide receivers are great. They've got a good tight end in Dawson Knox. Like, they're good. Like, don't get me wrong. They are legitimately Super Bowl contenders. There's no doubt about that. They lost one of the craziest games I've ever seen last season to the Kansas City Chiefs with 12 seconds to go. Okay, it's nuts. And, you know, Josh Allen is arguably the best quarterback in the sport right now. I get that. But the Rams, they're the defending champions, and they might have gotten better this year, too.
And they're home. I mean, right. They're home. How is it that a Super Bowl champion, listen, if the Rams last year would have won the Super Bowl, hypothetically,
right,
in Phoenix or New Orleans, or you know, some other Super Bowl city, right? And then they come home for the opening night,
right,
and they're going to unfurl the banner.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, well, there's going to be a lot of emotion.
Do they unfurl the banner or do they raise the banner?
You know, that's a good question. Unfurl came to mind, but I don't know why it did.
Unfurling is like basically it's like rolled up and you're just letting it, you know, drop. Basically.
I feel like with football, that's how they do it, right? Because
they unfurl it as opposed to raising
it? Because
in the NBA, they raise it.
Right. In the NBA, I do remember them raising the
banner. And in baseball, they just plaster it and then they just like put a light on it, basically.
I feel like with football, it's like higher up and they kind of have to unfurl it because it takes so long to get up that high, right?
But what a cool thing. Think about this. You know, like SoFi Stadium in its first year, where fans were in the building. Because remember, they played the year before, but there was nobody in there. But in the first year where the fans were in the building, this new stadium not only hosted the Super Bowl, brought the Super Bowl back to Los Angeles, but the likelihood of a home team playing in their home stadium and winning a Super Bowl, it's like almost too much to even really fathom. And they pulled it off. Now, granted, you know, the Buccaneers, I mean, people talk about that, but
I mean, wait a second.
Yeah.
I fathomed it. You were the one that didn't believe it could happen.
No, no, but I'm talking about the whole story. I'm talking about the home stadium.
Yeah, because it
Super
happened
Bowl.
The year before. You were poo-pooing it.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't. Listen, the middle of the season last year, I didn't think it was happening. I give you your credit. You were like.
You and Mason.
Yeah.
You, that's one thing. The king of the Ramley over there was out on him after
that's
a while.
That's right. That's right. But to have, this is what I'm getting at, to have the stadium that hosted the game, to have the home team that won it in their home stadium.
And they're good. They're still great.
Right. To have the same team virtually. Yes, there are a couple of things. Andrew Whitworth's not there. And you know, some receivers have moved on, but they've replaced those receivers with maybe an upgrade.
Right, but Boom played well. Like, their offensive line played well without Andrew Whitworth, which was something that people were wondering about last season.
And Von Miller's departure. You know, people talk about Von Miller on the Buffalo side of things. Like, oh, my God, their defense was so good. And then they went out and they added Von Miller. Von Miller's a nice piece of a pie, but he's no longer, I don't think, like your number one star on your defense.
Von Miller was great because, you know, on the Rams defense, particularly late in the year and in the postseason, he was great because of all the guys that the Rams have. Not to say that the Bills have a lot of great guys too, don't get me wrong, but I don't feel like they've got an Aaron Donald that can unleash Von Miller on the outside.
Yeah, but the other part of it is I think the Rams defense with Bobby Wagner is
going to be better.
A better defense this year on paper than they were a year ago. So yesterday, I wanted to ask you about this. Yesterday, you were talking.
Ask me now.
Well, I'm going to. Oh. When we had Fat Jack on the air.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, how the Rams are an underdog.
By the way, he didn't
home.
Like that you just called them fat. Like,
yeah, I thought it was fun. I like, you know, abbreviating
like
people's
that.
Names.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, me too.
He was like, you know, you can call me Fat Jack or Jack, or but not fat. Like,
yeah, but I think fat's funnier.
What's up?
Yeah, so fat, let me ask you this.
He didn't love that. He didn't love that.
Whatever. So here's the thing, though. You were talking about something that you use that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's an app.
What is that?
It's the Action Network.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
But what was there was a part of it that
so
you were
they have if you subscribe to their service, they will show you where the smart money, basically the sharps, are placing their bets on in particular games, and it shows you what they call steam moves, right? Which is how much of the sharp money is coming in on a particular side in a particular game.
Okay.
And in the Rams, there were 23 sharp action steam moves in their favor in to this point with that contest on the betting side.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at is this. I think all the emotion is on the side of the Rams. You're home. You're totally fresh because your guys don't waste their time playing in the preseason.
Right.
I do think that this is going to be a very pro-Rams crowd. I know people talk about other teams' fans traveling.
I do think that it's going to be a pro-Rams crowd. Like, they're going to have the majority of people, but there's going to be a strong Buffalo contingent there.
I feel like there might even be, like, half, if not maybe a little bit more than half.
I don't know
Ram-
about half or more
Bills
than
fans.
Half. I don't know I about disagree. This isn't the Niners. You know what I mean? Like, it's not another California team.
Right, but yeah, it's also not the Raiders playing at the Chargers this Sunday. Like, if you told me right now that
yeah,
there were 80%
more Raider fans.
Right,
yes.
There's 70% yes. Raider fans and 30% yes. Charger fans, I'll
yes.
buy that. But I will tell you, this is my expectation. And Rams fans, you tell me if I'm wrong here.
Okay.
I anticipate an overwhelming Rams crowd.
What is overwhelming?
80-20.
No, you're crazy.
No. I'm not crazy.
I think Ireland said 60-40 Rams, and Mason was more like 70-30. I mean, you're even more like, you think it's going to be more Rams fans than
here's
Mason.
Here's why, because, and I'll give you my reasoning. I don't think Buffalo Bills fans need to travel quite yet. In other words, when it gets to October, November, December, when it's cold AF in Buffalo, that's when you want to go to L.A. to see a game or Phoenix to see a game. It's still summertime, so I'm not so sure how many Bills fans are like, dude, let's go check out this new stadium in the summer, the first game, Thursday night, let's go do this. I really, and Rams fans, I would encourage everybody, if you've got your tickets, you don't want to give them up, and I get it. Like, if you can sell your tickets in week one and make up your entire season, I understand the economics of it all, but I would argue that this game, when you raise the banner, unfurl the banner, whatever it is, game one to kick off the season in the Super Bowl stadium with the Super Bowl champions, Rams fans should want to be there. I'm thinking overwhelming Rams fans.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's going to be like a third Buffalo Bills fans.
I think it'll be closer to half. Yeah. I actually know a lot of people in Buffalo that reach out to me and said, hey, can you get me tickets? I'm going to be in town and try and go to this game. So
how many? I mean, we talking millions?
I probably
had
like a
million?
Dozen people. I know a lot. I have a lot of friends from Buffalo.
That's realistic. You yeah. millions, of course. You know.
I mean, for me, I would have told you I know millions of people in Buffalo and they're all trying to get tickets to this game. And I told them I can't help you, pal. Not so fast, homeboy.
We see you, Mace.
What's he doing? What's he trying to do to the community? What's he trying to do to the circle
he
of
trust? He
said
he was going
to
infect the community.
I feel like the community is vaxxed and waxed. I don't think that he can infect the community. I think we're double boosted.
All right. We'll see. He says he comes in peace. I don't know. By
he
the way,
comes
to,
in peace?
To Chris's point, yes, may rest in peace Eric Lynn Wright, a.k.a. Eazy-E. He passed. It was his birthday today. Would have been his birthday today. So, real quick, though, Cappy.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Just to get this straight, you believe there's going to be overwhelming number of Rams fans at this game tomorrow.
That's correct. That's right.
Now, I don't believe that. I believe there will be a strong Bills contingent. At the very least, a third of the stadium, I think, will be Bills. I don't know about half. I feel like half is a little strong. But if it's anywhere between like a third to 40% of the stadium, I would not be surprised in the least.
Okay, but now, let me tell you why I would be surprised. Because
okay.
I'm going to tell you this, George, a few years
okay,
ago.
Okay, because we have a caller right now that, okay. that may sway you. Is what
okay,
I'm
who's
saying.
Who's on the line?
Mike in San Pedro, I believe, is an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, what are you seeing on the ground here?
So I just had two ladies from Buffalo, and I brought them to Hermosa Beach, where they're doing a pre-party today. And they said when they left their airport this morning, whether in Buffalo and their changeover in Atlanta, everyone was in Bills gear and everyone was coming to California.
Uh-oh. There you go.
So how many people we think that is?
You know, I would be with Sedano and say at least a third of the crowd will be in blue and red, but it could be up to 50%. It's a big game. It's the opener. And these mafia people, they're like the Mason and Ireland Mafia. They travel and they support.
Is that right?
That's correct. You know
it.
Shouts out to the Sedano and Cap crew. I love your guys' show. And Lindsay, we love Radio Tinder.
Yeah, we love your show too, pal.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, I'm trying to figure out what year it was. I got it. I'm trying to look it up in my phone. But the Rams were playing at the Coliseum in a Sunday afternoon game against the Bills. And the Coliseum, if I had to guess that day, probably had 60, maybe 70,000 people in it. It was hot. It wasn't as hot as it is today, but it was hot out that day.
Yeah, and there was a lot of Bills fans.
There were probably, if I had to guess, because I did that game that day for CBS, I would say there were probably...
Now, who did you do that game with? Was it Kevin Harlan?
Yeah.
Right between the eyes.
It could have been Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan, Rich Gannon, if I had, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of what year this was. And the reason it's really
2016.
Escaped me. Are you sure about that?
Is it was
you looked
the
it
first
up?
Year they were back, yeah.
Okay. So think about this, George. It's the first year the Rams are back in L.A. Are the Rams entrenched in Los Angeles in year one? Is the NFL entrenched in Los Angeles in year one? What do you say?
I mean, people were pretty excited, dude, that first year. And okay. Then they, you know, and then Jeff Fisher happened.
Do you suppose people are more excited now about the Rams, given that they just won the Super Bowl last season, the last game they played, Super Bowl in SoFi? Do you think people are more Rams-centric today than they were in 2016? Are there more Rams fans today?
Perhaps. I mean, yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah,
sure.
Me too. I mean, listen, I don't have any science or data behind what I'm getting at. Right. It's just an opinion. But
right, but by the way, the Rams were 3-1 heading into that game against Buffalo. Okay. Like, they weren't, there was the first year here, there was hype that they were coming here. You know what I mean? They were 3-1 heading into that game, and then they lost to Buffalo.
Yeah. So there were a lot of Bills fans.
So let's not make it seem like nobody cared about the team being here at that point, because the idea was, hey man, maybe they're going to be good. And then they were a disaster basically after the 3-1 start.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is this. Were there a lot of Bills fans there that day? Yeah, I was impressed with the way the Bills fans traveled. I really was. So let me just say this. If there were 65,000 people, I would say 25,000 of them were Bills fans, just an estimate. Okay. So yeah, then
so
today,
about a third. Yeah.
Right. But today, after winning the Super Bowl and after moving into this new stadium, I would think that if it was 30% Bills fans then, it should be significantly less, not just less Bills fans, but more Rams fans.
All right. Do you want to bet on this one?
Well, I don't know. How are we going to quantify it?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to let's pick a number. How about the old eye test? I felt like that's your thing.
Yeah, the only thing is that I'm not going to be in the stadium. I'm going to be watching it on TV.
Right, but we'll have eyes in the sky. Travis Rogers is. How about this? Get Travis Rogers on the phone.
Okay.
Bring him on at 5:15. I want to talk to him, and we can ask him to be our eyes in the sky there, and he'll give us a real assessment of what went on in the building, and then we can ask him if he thinks you can jump rope 100 times.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down. I'm in.
So we'll ask Travis to be a neutral arbiter here.
Okay. Yeah. I just found all these pictures from that day.
Yeah.
At the time, one of my college teammates was the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, a guy by the name of Doug Whaley. He got fired.
Yeah.
Dick Enberg was still alive, by the way, because he was doing a thing there that day. He was doing like an essay for CBS. So I'm looking at pictures of me and Dick. Miss Dick Enberg. Oh, here's a nice picture of me, Aaron Donald, and Shady McCoy after the game. Three Pittsburgh legends. Well, two and then one guy who wants to.
I mean, only one of you, though, in the Western Pennsylvania Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
Right. Now, Aaron Donald and Shady McCoy both could probably get in. They just have to do a little conversion to get themselves in.
If they did, you know, if they converted. In. Like Rod Carew, according to Adam Sandler.
Right. They're in. Those two guys.
Yeah. I don't know if Clinton Yates would be willing to convert, but he's on the line and he would like to chat with us. Clinton Yates, CY, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say happy anniversary to you guys. You know, everything is always love in the family, and I'm just glad to see you all celebrating. It's very fun to see everybody participating in the love, if you will.
Well, CY, let me tell you something. You are a big part of what we do around here, so I'm going to say right back to you, man, happy anniversary and thanks for being part of what we do. But I do have to ask you, what is the deal with the constant name change on Twitter? Because it confuses me, man.
Oh, he's been doing this for years, bro. You new to Twitter?
I know, but it confused. Like, the other day, he jumped in on something, and I was like, who's this? And I was like, oh, wait, is that Clinton? What's the new Twitter handle or the new Twitter nickname?
I can't even remember right now, but the point is, George, I appreciate you saying that. This is a bit that's been going on for years. I got to keep you people on your toes. You know what I'm saying? So you know what's going on.
Excuse my effervescence
Excuse my effervescence. Yeah. Clinton,
what I was going to say, though, Cappy, is I appreciate all the kind words. However, I have to tell you, you're completely insane on this Rams-Bills situation. Like,
tell me.
All of these things that you seem to think are hurdles to why Buffalo fans would want to come to this game are not. Who cares if it's summer in Buffalo? It's Buffalo. If you get a chance to go to SoFi Stadium to watch your actual Super Bowl contending potential team play a football game against another good team, you're going to take it. These people have been saving their money for years.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs. What was it, for like 19 years or something like that? Like, what are we talking about here?
I'm just telling you guys.
Very heavy on the Bills front.
I think that there are more Rams fans today than there were in 2016. And because the Rams won the Super Bowl the last time everybody saw them play, I'm hopeful and I'm expecting that this should be an overwhelming Rams crowd. It's opening night. It's Thursday night football.
Okay. But to Clinton's point and to Mike in San Pedro, the Uber driver who just called us, who listens to the show regularly, I mean, he just said, to Clinton's point, they're saving their money. They didn't make the playoffs for two decades almost. And now they're good again the last couple of years. And these people travel. They are one of those teams that they travel. They traveled even when they were bad. So now they're definitely traveling when they're good. And
Scott, here's the other thing, too, is that it's on a Thursday, guys. They can make a weekend out of it, and it's actually a sensible adult trip. That helps the Bills fans in terms of, like, why you would ever do it to begin with. I think there's going to be a lot of Bills fans there.
Right. I'm going the opposite direction.
The environment quite cool.
Well, and you just heard Mike in San Pedro, Cappy. He said he dropped the ladies off in Hermosa Beach. They're making a vacation out of this.
All right, well, listen. Listen, if I'm wrong, I will come back on Friday at the golf tournament, and I'll tell you guys that I'm wrong. But hey, Rams fans, I mean, if you really
want to
be taken
seriously. Can
we call
the Delta counter in Buffalo or the JetBlue counter in Buffalo at the Buffalo airport? Lindsay, call them.
Find out how many flights there are.
How many people were Bills fans heading over? Get them on the air.
Yeah, do that. Hey, Clinton, by the way, while I've got you here, we drafted for our fantasy draft the other night, right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
And my son texts me and he said, hey, Dad, have you seen Clinton Yates's fantasy football team? And I said, no, why? And he said, he drafted all white guys.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, that's his thing. That's funny. And he did not get it at all. Did not get the bit at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that actually is heartbreaking because you told me he was a big fan, but that's funny. He has now been indoctrinated into the world of the colonizers. I want to thank Bedouin Whittier, obviously, for setting all that up and everybody who participated. But, yeah, man, it's something that I started doing because back at a different place I worked at, they forced me to play fantasy football, and then I won the league that first year I won it, and they made me come back and do it again. So I was like, screw you guys. I'm picking all white guys and not even taking this seriously.
Well,
the next year, I made the playoffs and won a game in the playoffs with that team. But ever since then, it's just been a fun thing to do for everybody on the air.
Clinton, in 2 years, you'll be able to get a potentially a big-time running back, as you've seen Will Shipley at Clemson, okay? So,
I mean,
coming.
Listen, if it breaks just right, the team ain't half bad. Didn't break that well this year, you know what I'm saying? And I mean that, you know, but we'll see how it goes. It'll be fun.
Did Julian help you draft?
No, Julian did not.
Really?
Did
the concierge did not help?
He's one of those guys that takes fantasy football seriously. No. I am not. Okay, so I do not need to enlist his services for something that goofy. Thank you, Morales, for pulling that up. I appreciate it.
All right, CY, we got to run, right, pal. We're up against it.
Talk to you later.
Clinton Yates. There you go.
See ya. Bye.
All right. So Travis is going to join us, Lindsay, at 5:15?
Yep, he sure
is. He's going to be our eye in the sky? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to do that. Hey, real quick, before we move on, because I do want to get into something about USC. So the playoff odds are out. Like, you know, the computers are crunching the numbers already in college football on what the playoff percentages are for all these teams. I mean, the first two or three, you're not going to be surprised by, but I'm going to tell you where USC is. But football fans, here's the deal. You want to win $100 for picking five games against the spread? Just download the Cover 5 app for free. Compete with us each and every week for a chance to win $100.
Yep.
It's that simple. Here's what you need to do. Yep.
I'm just confirming along the way.
Download the Cover 5 app. Use the code SK, as in Sedano and Cap, 22, as in the year, SK22 to join our show league. At the end of the season, the winner of the Sedano and Cap League will be invited to an exclusive experience, a tequila mandala tasting with us. So download the Cover 5 app, join the league with the code SK22, play all season long at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app. We're back in 2 minutes.